And the first concert took us 18 months to organise. The second concert took us 54 days to organise, because Madiba wanted a concert to thank the world. So he came to London, and he came, and remember that Madiba had only been released in February of that year, 1990. There were still tensions in the ANC about whether he should actually visit Britain, as they called it, Thatcher's Britain. Thatcher was at its height. And he came, but he didn't meet Thatcher. But we, the old party group, and myself as the secretary, organised for Madiba to visit the House of Commons in April of 1990. And the advice by some of the officials in the House of Commons was, did he really ought to come in the precincts of Parliament and to the Grand Committee Room and speak? We said yes, he must, but there was opposition to that, quite a lot of opposition to that. But he came and he spoke, and he came and he spoke, and he laid out on that, at that meeting, exactly what the Rainbow Nation was. And what I've got to remember at that time, there were still those in the press that saw South Africa being a bloodbath. They did never believe that you could actually bring forward a regime, a democratic regime, that would see a peaceful transition in South Africa. And Mandela laid out that day exactly what, and it was in total contradiction to what many were reporting at that time about the bloodbath of South Africa. And he called for the Rainbow Nation by democratic means. It took him nearly 4 years to negotiate the final constitution that would allow all people of whatever colour and of whatever religion, whatever political persuasion, to be able to vote in a free and democratic election to liberate South Africa, which it did in 1994. But Mandela was laying that out. And I said in Westminster Hall only last week, when I spoke, had the privilege of speaking, had those critics listened to Mandela on that day, they would have seen a very sincere person, a man of great stature, massive intellectual ability, but more importantly, had the confidence of the people that he led. And that brought around the peaceful transition in South Africa, which many believe could not take place. And so it was quite a momentous meeting, I believe, that in Westminster Hall. And what was so pleasing also, that in this great hubbub, all the waitresses in the members' tea room, we have a tea room, or did have a tea room, and many of them were West Indian, of West Indian origin, and they all wanted to meet Mandela. And Mandela was actually given a guard of honour as he walked out through the back door of Westminster Hall by all these young West Indian girls. And he loved and kissed every one of them as he went through the door and thanked them for being there, which was fantastic. 6 years later, in that very same hall, Westminster Hall, he returned as President of South Africa, and the hall was packed. Television cameras, everybody that was anybody in the United Kingdom was there on that day. In April 1990, we weren't allowed to take television cameras or cameras into the Grand Committee Room. That is life and the speed at which Mandela told the world how serious he was. It was phenomenal.